Day.
The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soku Sibiya. For more of their stories, you can visit www.africa.com. Good morning, Soku. How are you this Thursday morning?
Good morning, Abongile and your listeners.
So, Soku, it's Thursday.
Yes.
And you want to talk about Africa's best football academies. I hope it's in South Africa.
Well, you see, we know what we've done. We have basically looked at the 10 best.
Good.
Yeah, the 10 mm-hmm. best football academies. And I thought the story would resonate with us with regards to the fact that we're trying to qualify for Russia, even coming to the next World Cup, and there's always this whole thing about grassroots development, when do we develop the right talent at the right age and then harness that for them to qualify later on. We've got 10, but unfortunately South Africa is not in the list. But, if you go onto the website, you'll see the 10 countries or the 10 academies that are doing great. Just one of them is, the first one that we've got is one in Cameroon. The list is predominantly West African heavy. And I mean, if you think about it, even in football terms, those are the nations that are doing the best in Africa in terms of qualifying, in terms of sending players overseas. Places like Ghana, places like Ivory Coast, Nigeria, Nigeria is, and those are the sporting nations that we always try to beat. We always get, I think, some sort of fear or anxiety when we were about to play them. And I think when we start to look at what are they doing right, who's come out from those ranks. So you think of people that, like the Stephen Keshis from Nigeria, who were actually in those academies and that who then contributed before they played in the national team, before they also even became coaches of those teams, how they then, that whole circular or ecosystem that they use in terms of finding the talent at the right age. And I think it's just maybe might even help people who want to know how can we then improve? Where are we going wrong? Why are those countries always qualifying and why we aren't cracking it, if I make sense? I think I'm trying to talk I'm trying to trade on very thin ice because I know soccer in South Africa is a very big thing. I don't want to say anything that's going to upset anyone.
Oh, no. As things stand now, you can say anything. There's nothing that can upset me more than not qualifying for Russia. So you can say whatever you want to say about Bafana now. I'm just enough.
No, I don't want to get any SMSs.
You're right there.
Yeah, but those are the academies. I think that's what whenever we talk about administration, what does administration mean? It's not just, signing here and there, but it's a whole ecosystem of developing players, finding the talent, grooming the talent, and then harnessing it when the time is right for you to then qualify. Football is a very touchy subject for many nations. It's not just in Africa, but all over the world. And, when you look at the people who have gone through these academies, then you understand how important it is and how people who've actually made it in Europe come back and give back to the same academy because they understand what it means to go through those ranks, to groom young talent, and then to actually give it the correct support for it to thrive.
Ah, Soku, always wonderful hearing from you. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll do this again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.